first of all, congratulations on
Thank you.
Hitting the big 500 double mark.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of those loop ones and the hustle ones, and those are the ones that you are especially proud of because you go out and play the game the right way and, you know, bust your butt every time you hit the ball, and good things happen. And that's what happened today. You know, I haven't been swinging the bat well, and, you know, that's a little blooper, but, you know, from the box, I was running hard the whole way and got to get to a great milestone.
You knew it was coming eventually, but what was that emotion there? Because there was an extra moment. You could tell that you were a bit overcome.
Yeah, well, you know, the fans were incredible. I know this is my first 3 months here with the team, and but, you know, the fans really showed me how much they cared and how they respected what I just accomplished. I know they've been seeing me play here for many years with different teams, but, you know, I think a lot of them realize that, you know, I grew up right down the street, and for a Central Florida boy to go out and accomplish what I have so far in this game, and they respecting it, it's definitely a great feeling.
You've accomplished so much in your career. What does this accomplishment mean to you?
Well, it means so much. I mean, I'm with 10 other guys and what I just accomplished, and, you know, when I steal 7 more bases, I get to knock off a few of those guys, and but, I mean, I'm just enjoying playing. I'm so close to home for the Rays. I mean, it's really a dream come true for me. I said it at my press conference. There's nothing like being a Floridian and being so close to home and playing in front of fans and playing for the team that I'm going to be rooting for a very, very long time when my playing career is over. It's awesome.
And as you just alluded, there are several more marks to come, and they're pretty close just to do it here now.
Yeah, you know, but the ultimate is obviously trying to help this team get back to the playoffs and winning a championship. I think if that happens, that could be a nice storybook to my career, and try to help bring a championship home to Florida.
Talk about just the series so far. You guys are in line, hopefully, first week tomorrow. And I know 2 nights ago after the Red Sox, you were happy with the top of the order and the hits. They seem to be coming.
Yeah, this game is so funny. I mean, the guys who hit the ball the hardest tonight, you know, Longo and BJ, I mean, they came away with nothing to show for tonight. And the guys who, you know, blooped some balls in and all that stuff, we came away with quite a bit. So that's how funny this game is. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And you know, the first 2 games, I mean, we caught, we're catching the Marlins at the right time, and hopefully it comes tomorrow. And, you know, that's part of the game. You know, when they catch a team when they're super hot, but you definitely like to catch teams when they're down, and hopefully Jersey goes out and plays well tomorrow, and we can complete a sweep.
You talked about 3,000 hits as a goal. I mean, Hall of Fame, obviously, is that on the list too?
Well, I mean, that's obviously the ultimate, but, you know, I never played the game for those reasons.
Sure.
You know, I play the game to try to get the respect of my teammates and the rest of the league, and so far it's happening. You know, these guys in here respect me, they look up to me, and so have all the thousands of other players that I've played with, and I think that's the biggest accomplishment you can have playing this game.
Johnny Damon, thank you.
Yeah.